to a special New Year's Eve edition of the Jim Baker Family Show. Tonight, our special guests are founder of Global Prophetic Alliance, Emma Stark, founder and president of Covenant Fellowship of Ministries International, Dr. James Tan, and prophetic watchman, Marianne Peluso-McGahan. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Ricky Baker, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Welcome to New Year's Eve and the beginning of the New Year week that
That's right. We're here
from our stage at Morningside.
Yes,
and
amazing.
You introduced Ricky Baker there.
Yes.
You got Tammy Sue Baker and Jim Baker and Lori Baker. Isn't God wonderful to restore?
Yes. Amen.
You know, the devil tried to wipe me out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he tried
but
to cancel me, Sue.
That's right.
But he didn't cancel me.
That's right.
Amen.
And this year's going to be your biggest hit record you ever made.
Oh. Whoa, Tammy Sue. We want a record from you.
Yes. Now is the time for you.
Oh, yes. That's good. You did good.
That's pretty good.
Sing a little bit. Now is the time.
Now is the time for you. You're wondering and all you're waiting is finally over. In all of your problems, God will see you through. For now is the time for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Receive that. Take
Amen.
That.
Amen. I needed that song. I love that song.
Me too.
That one just, that's my song, by the way. Now's the time for you.
Yes.
You're waiting. Oh, my Lord. I've been at the crises in my life, that song would come in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you feel like you're at the wit's end, and when that song comes, now is the time
that's
for
right.
you. You're waiting.
You're wandering and your waiting is over.
It's over. And that's for somebody today
Amen.
That, yes, this is going to be a rocky road this year. But it's going to be amazing for God's people.
Yes.
Amen.
It's our time to shine. This is our time as God's people to shine like never before.
That's right.
When it's dark, when it's really dark, you can be that light. Remember that song we used to sing in Sunday school, This Little Light of Mine? Remember that? Remember, that song is still real today, isn't it?
The prophet that was just with us, you know her.
Cindy Jacobs?
Do you know Cindy Jacobs?
Yes, she's a good friend. Yes.
Yeah, I thought
with
she
Emma.
Said she knew you guys. Do you know Cindy? You know Cindy. And Cindy Jacobs prophesied that this was going to be a year of God's blessing for this ministry.
Yes,
that I was
Amen.
Going to be strong and
yes.
healed. It was a, I just believe in the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And I have to finish my message from yesterday.
That's right.
I was supposed to finish it within the hour, but I didn't do it. So
that's okay.
I got just a little bit to do, okay? And then I have all these prophets here with
me
that I want you to hear from them because together we got a message for you all together, all together. Emma Stark, all the way here from Scotland.
Yes. We love you, Emma. You're amazing.
One of the great worldwide prophets, great voice of God that's in the world today.
Yes.
And she's such a humble person, but yet she's strong in the Lord. So, Emma, so glad to have you here.
We love you.
Thank you for fighting the airwaves to get here. Everybody has such a hard time flying these days, but you got here.
You did.
You did, indeed.
I'm delighted to be here.
And you look good. You don't look weary.
You don't look like you have.
Yeah. Do you know, when you're in a place with prophets and you're sharing that anointing and sharing that atmosphere... I think everybody has a prophetic call on this platform. What a rare treat. And we're just saying we need to do this more.
Yeah.
You know, because we sharpen each other.
Yeah.
And the joy for you guys watching is to watch prophets sharpen each other live, which is a brilliant thing to be able to do.
And Emma has a new book. I just have to get this in here right now because this is amazing.
It arrived here now.
It just arrived here. It's a 365-day devotional. Mm-hmm. It is called Lion Bites. And this, Emma, is absolutely incredible.
Tell us
just a little bit about it, would you please?
I think people said to me many times, oh, mentor me.
Right.
And I felt like, come on, to be mentored, it's not just one conference or one moment in time.
Mm-mm.
It's grab my hand
and
let's do this every day.
That's it.
Yes.
And it's not just a little kind of, oh, a blessed little thought, you know, that is a little mild devotion.
Right.
Oh, no, I am activating you here.
Yes,
and there's things.
That's why a lion's on the cover.
Oh, come on. There's things every day I'm expecting you to do.
Yes.
And activations and decrees and prayers and lists you're to brainstorm. So that actually at the end of it, you are weaponized by God to be an effective force for his kingdom in the earth. You're going to get your voice back. You're going to get that passion back. And you are going to become an overcomer through this.
Amen. I love this.
Yeah.
James, did you have a good flight in?
I did. I flew in first class. I got upgraded.
Oh,
that's called favor.
Does that happen to you a lot?
Yes.
Oh, you have the anointing on you, probably.
It happens to me a lot.
It's strange, though. Some people just have it and some people don't. But you have that's the blessing of the Lord.
It is the blessing of the Lord.
Thank you.
I thank God every day for his blessings.
Yes, every day.
That's right.
Be grateful.
Be thankful for whatever blessings come your way and they will multiply.
Yes.
That's a prophetic function, by the way. Now, whatever you thank for with your mouth,
we're supposed to have
increase it.
A musical guest today, and an orchestra to come with them, and they were coming from different parts of the country to fly. Mm-hmm. And
all the flights.
You know, how many flights have been canceled? So do you know?
18,000.
18,000 flights are canceled today. So that's. You know, thank God you're all here.
That's right.
We have a wonderful audience here to help me out to praise God. And we're going to pray in the new year here and then run these shows throughout the beginning of the new year so you can hear them all. And you can get a video of the whole week
for
one day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. We have one available for a donation of $35 to the ministry. Or we have our Jim Baker special, which is $82 donation to the ministry. You'll receive three of the DVD sets for an $82 love gift.
Remember, this is in honor of Jim's 82nd birthday.
Which is this week.
And all of the donations come into the ministry in honor of your birthday, 82. Can you believe this, honey? You're 82.
No, I can't.
It's incredible.
I can't believe it because I didn't think I was going to make it through this year.
Oh, but you did, and you're coming out strong.
Yeah.
You're going to be stronger.
Amen.
I really believe that. I know it, as a matter of fact.
Well, the doctor said I had 50% chance to live.
Yeah.
And so
that was a couple years ago now.
And don't you think that's good?
Yes.
Breaking news.
Mm-hmm. We just were handed some breaking news, okay? All right.
Well, this is part of what I'm prophesying. Let me just hold this a minute. This is breaking news, so I'll just throw it in a minute.
Right. I think we need to start calling you Caleb.
There you go. There it is, Emma. That's right. This word has been given to him many times.
Yes, amen.
Bishop Webb's given it to you, Jim. Caleb, one day. Cindy Jacobs has sat there and said, Caleb.
Why and Caleb?
Caleb was 80.
He's a good reporter.
He was 80.
He took his mountain.
He took his mountain.
That's it. Amen.
His ministry started at 80.
That's
right. Really started getting going.
And so you're just starting.
And he didn't just run with the crowd.
Right. Yes.
He didn't just run with the crowd.
Yes, amen.
James, where are you from? Where were you born?
Originally from Singapore.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how did you know that God was putting a hand on you,
you know,
for
it,
prophesying?
It really started with just falling in love with this person called Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I got born again at the age of 13, reading one of Brother Hagin's little book, I Went to Hell.
Mm-hmm.
Came from a background in my family where no one else was born again.
You knew Hagin?
No, not personally. I know his family now.
His ministry.
Yeah.
Because he was on my shows a lot. You know, Sue, we had them all. Oh, God. You know, when you get old, it's just, my Lord. I just found out what Larry King, but I just found out he died of COVID. And I didn't know that. And I would appear on the Larry King show a lot over the years just because he was nice to me. You know, you don't find nice reporters too often anymore. And so, but everybody, it seems like, and some of the great preachers died in the last year.
Yeah.
I mean, great. The top preachers of the world.
Yes.
You're taking my sermon.
You sound like Jim there because he is.
No, how can you say that?
What did he say? Because it's the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Do people think you're crazy?
Extreme.
Yeah. Well, they think I'm extreme. So, but I can't believe you said that.
But can I?
Because nobody will say those things. Well, I had to wrestle just to get out what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah.
Because there's so much more that it's in me, that's it's going to come out this year. So if you don't want to hear it, don't hang around me because I'm over 82 now, and so I'm going to tell it all.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Why not? Then you guys can be left behind to take it all over and straighten out everything I did.
What I love, though, when you talk with Emma, when you talk with James, when you talk with Marianne, it's really amazing when you hear your stories. When I listen to you, Emma, I know when we first met, it was via Skype. And we were down in, Jim Weiss says down in the basement, but we were down in the basement of our home, and we were doing Skype when Dad, remember, he had the stroke. You, myself, Mondo, took over the show. It was scary. He was upstairs in bed. We didn't know if he was going to live or if he was going to die. We were proclaiming life over him. We meet Emma over Skype on the other side of the world. She's in Scotland.
Yeah.
We're in the hills of the Ozarks. You know, it was wild, and we fell in love with you at that moment.
The feeling was mutual, I kind of felt like I'd found best friends.
I know.
Yay,
family.
My tribe.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because I think God is an extreme God. He's extreme in his mercy. He's extreme in his love.
Yes.
He's extreme in his kindness. Mm. But he's also extreme in his holiness and his righteousness and his justice. And I think we have forgotten that. And so when we say, well, you're extreme and I'm extreme, it's not because we're unhinged or because we're difficult or because we're odd. It's because we are reflecting God. We are image bearers of a God who is not modest, who is extreme. And hallelujah that we sit before an extreme throne of grace.
Yes. Thank you,
but
Lord.
If we want the extreme throne of grace, it comes with extreme righteousness and justice.
It does.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
Which is really what you're starting to hear. We're entering. Oh, we're preaching already.
Yes.
We're entering this sober year.
Very.
We're entering this shaking year. Mm-hmm. We're entering a monumental year of change.
Mm.
And in every way that can be measured, we are going to be shaken.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, and you better
doesn't the word say that it starts, the shaking starts in the church?
And that's why in the body of Christ, in this time and in this age, it's necessary that we learn to recognize the corporate anointing. Not just individual anointings, because you can just run off to some mountain and just be on your own, prophesy on your own, and just be happy doing that.
That's right.
But there is coming a move where the ministers of God are going to start recognizing the corporate anointing.
Mm.
This little setup we have here, mm-hmm. where we have different voices come and really just preach the same word.
Right.
James, this is a sign.
James is amazing.
I need to introduce you again this time.
Okay.
Where were you born?
Singapore.
And
I still am born in Singapore.
And you were at the service there. I went to Singapore after I just got out of prison.
It's a great story. Tell it real quick.
You know, so back then I was just a kid, heard about this American preacher who had been on TV and had done all these wonderful things, coming over to Singapore to do this big meeting. I was a part of the church that invited you to come. And we were at this big stadium, the indoor stadium is what it was. I was sitting up in the nosebleed. And like I always say every time I come on your show, by the time you were done, everyone was on the edge of their seat just grabbing on. But you prophesied some things and you said some things about an economic downturn and a shaking coming to that region that happened within 18 months.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That whole region within 18 months.
That's right.
And if Mondo were here, he would be quoting from the book because Mondo's real good at doing that. Yes. He would take the book out and he'll...
Yeah, it's in my book that we wrote back
right,
then.
Right, it is. And I happened to be at that meeting all those many years ago. Wow. So the first time I ever got to meet you and be on this show, I was pinching myself.
Oh, you're so sweet.
But God was bringing people together.
Yes, that's what he does. And so you were up there in your 20s.
Yeah.
In the nosebleed section, Jim Baker comes from the United States after prison.
Right.
He'd been alone in the mountains of North Carolina.
And preaching a message that he wasn't known for.
And somehow he wasn't known for.
Yeah, because I was known for as kind of a happy preacher, you know, and everything's going to be good, and didn't want any bad news, you know. And, I mean, I don't know what happened to me, but after the walk with God through the prison, God just shook me up.
Right.
And I couldn't preach what I preached before. Mm-hmm. I couldn't preach that all God wants you to do is be wealthy, because he doesn't mind giving you wealth, but he's not. Mm-hmm. Above all, God does not want you to prosper. That's not even in the Bible. God said, above all, you're to love God.
Yes, that's you right. are.
And the second above all, you're to love your neighbor that's as right. yourself. Mm-hmm. He never said, above all, I want you to be rich.
That's right.
You try living in prison and find out what it says in the Bible. And if it doesn't work in prison, then it doesn't work. Well, you don't get it.
Well, that word we used, that phrase we used the last time I was on the show, was that you had a pained conviction.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yes,
I do. That phrase we used was that there was a pained conviction on you and then on everyone else by the time you were done. Pain, because it was painful to even hear that.
I wouldn't have
been able conviction. There was a Holy Ghost on it.
Come to your country and preach that message. Your pastor was, I think, visiting at Tommy Burnett's church,
right,
probably.
He was probably at our church.
That's the only place I spoke after prison.
That's right.
And I wasn't even booked to speak. They just... Oh, it's story.
It's a story. But,
and you were there. I believe it's a reason that we're connected today. I believe God has these great circles of connections. And Marianne, you were connected to Lori before you knew me.
Yes.
That's right.
10 years?
And you prophesied over Lori, and we remember that.
Mm-hmm. She did.
Do you all know that? I just want you to know who these people
are.
Yeah. Because you're going to see a lot of them.
That's right.
And I believe that there's prophets that... You know how you know a prophet?
How?
Their prophecy has come true. That's
true.
All. And Marianne, you prophesied over Lori.
You did? I was in the master's commission. I was in ministry school.
At that time, a single woman.
Yes.
Had been beaten and bruised and came to school to learn about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you prophesied that she was going to marry somebody.
And I couldn't wait to see who this man was and that you would marry a man and you would win millions to the Lord around
yeah.
the world.
God.
I remember walking away thinking, I think you said it earlier, Jim, boy, that must have been God. I hope that was God.
Yeah.
You know, I'm walking away because I didn't know Lori,
no.
but I knew that I knew that I knew
mm-hmm.
that God's mark was on her for greatness in the kingdom mm-hmm. to reach multiplied millions.
And you did say.
Can you imagine? You saw it in the spirit how many years ago?
It was in 1990. And now we're in 2022. So that's 30 years. And the thing that she said, Jim, was she said, God, you're going to marry a man with great influence, is the word you used. And you said that through marrying this man, we would win millions of people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you said it on yesterday's broadcast, Marianne, this is harvest time.
This is harvest.
Yes, this is shaking.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all that. But it's harvest
That's
time,
right.
people. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, what a better time to know him.
Yes.
Amen.
Right now. 2022, a year of shaking.
Marianne, you're going to be speaking in a minute. And
I feel like what I've got prepared has already been spoken.
Good.
It has already been said.
Amen.
I'm between glad. All of you.
But you can re-emphasize it from the Marianne.
It is a confirmation out of the mouth of two or more yes. witnesses. Amen. His word is established.
It sure
it's
is.
Being established Amen. Tonight, Amen. What yeah. we've said.
I believe God has called you as a very humble woman of God. You've been through a lot of valleys and a lot of mountaintops.
You worked with David Wilkerson for many years, and he was a voice in the wilderness yeah. crying out. Right,
yes,
Marianne?
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. And I heard God in his voice mm-hmm. when God called me as a watchman when I first got saved and came out of Hollywood and drugs and ambition and the world and a contract with Warner Brothers and yada, and I died. And I heard God's voice in the voice of Brother Wilkerson, and I said, that's what I'm hearing. But it was a voice that was being disdained. It was doom and gloom, but it was what God was showing
when
me.
When did you first realize you had a prophetic gift?
She's a watchman like you are,
Well, Jim. My grandmother was a prophetess, a great, prayed 9 hours a
Is
day.
Is that a mantle coming down, you think?
And my mother. And my mother, my godly mother, and I think, like, was it Timothy? It was yeah. passed down. But I probably knew right away. But I didn't move in it. I went through just sitting back and learning and gleaning and getting in the Word and getting in prayer, that intimate.
Because
place.
I believe that there's going to be a lot of people watching me right now, that this year are going to enter more of a prophetic yes. ministry. Mm. And I know that people that's, don't understand.
That's what I've got. That's what I've got.
You got it. All of them said that's what they're preaching on tonight.
That's what I've got.
I've got to get my sermon closed.
Okay, honey, let's wrap it up.
I just wanted to, Emma, what, when people think of you in Scotland, what do they call you?
They call me the lead prophet in the British Isles is usually what I get called, yes. if they're being nice.
That's what I heard.
Yes, they're being nice. I do run the British Isles Council of Prophets, mm-hmm. so I have responsibility, like Cindy has in America,
yeah.
I have in my nation.
Wow.
So, yes.
How many prophets do you feel like you touch in your lifetime there? In Scotland?
In Europe. Hundreds and thousands. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, absolutely. And it really is not just that time for the shallow waters of, I see a wee flower and candy floss and, and you know, a love heart. You know, we're past all of that.
Yeah.
You know, and God
yeah,
really yeah. loves you. You know, and God does really love us. We get that. But this is the time for the accurate, where yes. Jeremiah says, you know, is not my word like fire
yes.
and a hammer that breaks the rocks
That's right.
to pieces,
right.
where the prophets Jeremiah. Are being given teeth by God, actually. Why? Not yes. so that we're mean or difficult right. or obstreperous, but actually we have a responsibility before God to prepare the people
yes.
and to offer people choice. When you meet a prophet, mm-hmm. you always come away with a choice.
That's so good.
And therefore, if you say something wishy-washy, mm-hmm. there's no choice offered.
Yeah. Yeah. And
powerful.
The end of that is always redemption.
Yes. Yes.
You know, that's the biggest struggle that I live with, is when I was ahead of PTL in the beautiful park there, I really wanted a happy religion. So if somebody was sick, I didn't even want them on my show. I'm serious. I'm confessing now. I was wrong. All right. I wrote a book. I was wrong. You know, but I am now, after prison, considered a prophet of doom, which I'm not. I'm a prophet, if I am a prophet, and I don't ever say I'm a prophet, I almost said I was. But I have been given words from God that come true. And I believe in what God does. I believe in the office of the prophets. God spoke to me in prison to build a network for the prophets. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even think I'd ever be back on television, let alone build a voice of the prophets.
Right. It's true.
But I'll tell you why this is even more important in this time and age. It's because the body of Christ has grown up where we, and the Lord said it to me this way, where we have progressed beyond personal prophecy to destiny prophecies.
And I want to prophesy something else. Happy church will not survive probably another year. Because if all you do is go to church to get happy, you got to be happy when the world's coming apart. Because I'm warning you, the world is coming apart. You need to read the Bible. I'm telling you, as I mentioned earlier, worldwide shaking and events will take place. Amen? And drought has affected almost half the U.S. waterways are drying up. This video we've sent out.
Mega drought.
We're sending thousands of these,
thousands,
aren't we?
Absolutely, yes. Mega drought.
Yes.
Is this one of the most best-selling?
Yes. Well, I believe we heard Steve Quayle on our show. He said this is probably the last documentary that he has put everything into because time, he doesn't have enough time. And so that is really what we are up against.
He almost died while he was writing
this. Yes, he did.
Steve Quayle.
Yes. This is mega drought. The annihilation of the human race accelerates. Catastrophes, water wars, and nuclear war are about to ignite the greatest migration of humanity in Earth's history.
This tape is shaking people.
Yes.
And it's something that you need to get a couple copies so you can give one to your friend. Are you ordering two, giving two?
Two for $82 donation to the ministry.
Yeah, and so give one to a friend. Because they're going to know, and Lori and I watched it together, and, you know, because I've never believed in things like chemtrails. You ever hear of chemtrails? I always thought they were just airplane things. And he is studied in science and all sort of, and they're literally using these things to seed, to make it rain or do whatever. I don't know what all it is. But he shows about it and talks about it on this. But he says he who controls the weather controls.
That's what Lyndon Baines Johnson said, who was the president of the United States, said, he who controls the weather.
So you wonder why they're talking about global warming and all that stuff? Mm-mm. They want to control the world.
Right. It's just as well we've got some prophets rising, like Elijah, who knows how to command weather.
He does.
It is a powerful DVD. It's an hour long. Everybody should order this and get this. You'll receive two of them for your 82nd birthday, Jim.
For $82.
Everybody, you all on the set here, you all need to watch this. This literally, you just sit there.
Would you make sure, Sue, that each one of these sitting on the desk, the prophets here, get one to take home if you haven't seen that?
Yeah.
I want you to see it. I would like to take it and make people watch it, but I can't. You can give it to a friend or have a party at your house and show it. And then the people say, they walk out of the house.
I don't know about a party. Maybe sit there and watch it and be quiet.
Tell them we're having a movie party. We're showing you where the world comes to an end.
And there it is, the Baker sense of humor. It's dry. It's a dry sense of humor. You gotta laugh, right?
Well, he's warning that water is going to be war. Mm-hmm. There's going to be wars over water. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about the rest of you guys because I don't know what you're saying, preaching tonight, and we got to get to it. But there's wars, and when did you? Somebody here said something about the wars because they said, Jim, are you talking about the wars? Absolutely. There's going to be wars all over the world.
I think particularly in March. Let's get accurate. Okay. I think we're going to start to see wars erupt in March. Mm-hmm. Get ready. Mm-hmm.
Could Russia be involved with one of them?
I can only prophesy what God has told me, but he just said get ready for war in March.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Powerful. When God told me that the COVID, and that was 2 years ago, right? Because that's when New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Ricky, weren't you here?
I wasn't here. No, I was watching on live stream.
Oh, were you? Because he said to me, that it would be worldwide.
Yes, you did. You said it.
That was before
Marianne COVID. Marianne was here.
That was before COVID was even known. And God spoke to me, and I left the pulpit, if you remember, mm-hmm. and then I went back, mm-hmm. and I said again, this is going to be a worldwide event.
Mm-hmm. You did.
When God makes you say something double and he keeps telling you, you better listen to him.
Yes.
Worldwide shaking and events are going to take place this new year, 2022. I want you to pray for Israel as it is continually under attack. Bombs have been dropping there all year long, and most people don't even know or care. Christians care. They have shelters underground. They have to, I don't know if anybody you have the app that I have, but I have an app that shows me the bombs dropping in Israel. Did you know there's such an app? And it's just pages of bombs. Sometimes in a day. I believe, and I'm prophesying, Israel is going to be attacked this year and continual warfare in Israel. I believe there's going to be a continued attacks on Israel and that Tel Aviv will be bombed. There'll be bombs dropped in Tel Aviv. God spoke to me this a year ago. It's hard to preach some of this stuff. I used to be a happy preacher. I didn't want anything but good news. You know, like that Wizard of Oz, where I don't want to hear any bad news. I believe there'll be continued bombing in Israel, and that Tel Aviv will be bombed. I want you to pray that we'll be safe from any EMP bombs in our country. Our enemies are planning to explode above our nation, EMP. Pray that they will be stopped. Because EMP can put a whole country out. They say if the EMP bombs are set up over America, that probably 90-some percent within a year of all Americans will be dead.
Right. Well, we're back to the 1800s. Mm-hmm.
We have an evil enemy. Mm-hmm. His head is the devil. Then keep your eyes on Mystery Babylon. I'm trying to get through fast so I can hear my next guest. But I got to share just a few more minutes with you. I believe Mystery Babylon is New York City. Mm-hmm. You've been there, Sister Mary Ann Peluso. Do you believe New York City could be Mystery Babylon?
Absolutely. I just told my husband that last night.
I would like to give an assignment to you all. I want you to read Revelation chapter 17 and chapter 18. Because I believe with all my heart that New York City, it has to be a mystery. Because people say, oh, no, it's Babylon, old Babylon, you know. Or then it's this Babylon. If it's already in the Bible, it's not mystery. You get study to show yourself approved. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Go on. That's to myself. So I'm going to preach on that in the coming year. Coming months. It'll be major. I almost brought it out, but that'd be another hour just to get that two chapters of the Revelation in. How will you survive these coming events? We need to gather together as God's people in his church. The Bible says that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Hebrews 10:25, and let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some, but let us exhort one another, lift up each other. We need the prophetic word, especially as you see the day approach. Jesus says, I'll build my church.
Amen.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church is the safety of God. You may be in an old barn, you may be in a cow shed, or you may be in a cathedral, but the church is God's idea.
That's right. Yes.
The church is God's plan, and it's the place of safety for the last days.
Thank you, Father.
And the real church is going to take care of each other.
Right.
Yes. Amen.
Get ready. Prepare. Be able to share.
Yes.
I want somebody to help me buy some more land near here. The land goes up the minute you say something like that, but I need a farm. But we need to feed people. Marcel, I know it's so hard to get food, the survival food, the 30-year shelf life food. We're not kidding you. They're not even letting new customers.
That's right.
Are they?
Yes, that's right. For an entire year, we, as our ministry, could not even get the food because of the shortages that the company was experiencing. And this is something that we are just beginning to see. You and I are just beginning to see the cusp of the shortages and what is going to take place. But I've been working, me and my team, we've been working so hard. And you know, the thing, Dad, that you actually sat before the manufacturers and you warned them, you told them, you said, there will be one day where we will not be able to even get the food. And that day came. We saw it come this last year, but we've been working diligently.
You know, how long have we been offering food, would you say?
Oh,
decades.
Over a decade, absolutely. Since we began at Studio City.
We started survival food before there was survival food. It was more like rocks.
Yes, it's when Katrina hit and all the people from New Orleans came up to Branson, so many of them. And so we put grab and go bags together, and all we could find were these little bars of like rocks and stones.
We have it so we helped develop this over the years, and it's now gone from like 10 years to 30-year shelf life food. And so if you put this like in a cabin or in your basement, it will survive 30 years. It's like having a refrigerator only, you know, for your food. And we travel all over the country, and we just gave a truckload out.
In Mayfield, Kentucky.
In Mayfield,
right.
We want to send another
truck. And they wanted this food.
And that's I think that's the critical piece to understand is when devastation hits.
That's it. Now.
Guess what? Every time devastation hits, they come and they come knocking on the door and asking, do you have food that you can send? And of course, we want to help because this is the job of the church, is to feed those who are hungry. But now is the time, pastors, listen up. Now is the time to prepare for the body, the church. We have to stand together. And this is, Dad, your mission. This is what you've been called, is to prepare us. As leaders, as the church, we all can do something. And that's really been the voice of our ministry. And the mission is we can all do something to help our loved ones to be prepared.
Be prepared.
Stand with your church. There's a lot of churches who have put away food. And we're trying to get more. Here's the thing that you need to do. You know, God says, I'm going to build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. If there's any safe place, it's in the body of Christ. We got to stop being divided over dumb things. I remember when I was a kid, they were fighting over women wearing lipstick.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And length of hair and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go.
I'm worried more about you going to hell than the length of your hair.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
That's right.
You old-fashioned people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Hmm. And the thing is, you have to stand with your church.
Yeah.
And don't let your church be mocked. Mm-hmm.
Defend it.
Yes.
Defend it. You know, sometimes you got family members. Sometimes we have fights in the family, I'm sure. But I know we're perfect, aren't we, Nana?
No.
But, oh, boy. Someday we'll
tell you. But you've got to defend the church that you go to.
Yeah.
You need to stand with them.
Well, yeah, it's like if somebody comes to attack us as a family, we come together.
Yes, we do.
Even though we may not agree on every tiny little detail
right.
of life, right, Nana?
Yes,
I mean, we come together. We stand together.
Yes.
We're like, you're going to have to go through us if you want to get to him.
Amen.
You don't even know. We're just like, hold on. I mean, okay, honey.
Okay, I'm trying to close my part.
All right.
Hearing from God is going to be more important than any other time in history.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord.
I said hearing from God, not from man and all the other stuff. You need to know what God says. Why am I such a fanatic? Because I stand on the Word of God. I know what's coming because I read the Word of God. If I get a prophetic word, it better be in the Bible, otherwise I'm not going to tell you. Romans 10:17 says, so then by faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You're sending out our new Living Bible for my birthday. And I'll tell you, it has an app that even your teenagers, the old people, you could have a Bible college degree. Just from with this Bible, with this app.
Money, so tell us real quick about it again.
How many?
It's absolutely, there's 25,000 study notes included in this, all the maps. We got ours for Christmas.
Yes.
The first thing that I did is I downloaded my app, and I was amazed to see literally the locations of where Jesus was performing his miracles and walking upon the earth. The Bible, all I can say is the Bible comes to life. It is the real Word of God, the truth, and you get to see the Lord manifesting in the pages. But this technology, and we've been talking about how technology is to be used for the end times, is to be used for us. This app includes 350 videos, 40 maps and infographics, 400 profiles, articles. Dad, you said it. It's truly like going to Bible college, all in one app right here included.
25,000, like you said,
yes.
25,000 study notes. Can you imagine? So you just download the app.
I couldn't even get past the first passage. I'm reading it and the asterisks and the references and the study notes, you just dive into it. I couldn't even get past an entire chapter without wanting to just dive so deep into the Word of God.
And this translation that I have studied so much, and I was one of the first ones in history to offer the Living Bible.
The Living Bible.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this is the New Living.
Right.
But just one verse. I use one verse of the Bible to check the authenticity of a translation. And it doesn't say above all God wants you to be rich. And the people say, oh, God says that. And preach their whole life on it, build their whole doctrine on it. But that's not true. Nowhere does God say, above all, you're to be rich. Above all, you're to love God. Second, above all, you're to love your neighbor as yourself. Very, very important. And so I'm just throwing that one out, but get those two Bibles for a gift of $82. Pray for the Voice of the Prophets Network. That millions will hear daily the word of the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Amos 3:7 says, surely the Lord God does nothing without revealing his purpose to his servants, the prophets. This is why the Voice of the Prophets TV network is on the air, and it's so important to keep it on the air. Honoring the cross is another point. Don't let them take the cross off of the church. Many churches have taken their cross down because the government says, we don't want the cross on your church. It's an offense to people. Stand up for the cross. Stand up. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, for those who are perishing, the preaching of the cross is foolishness. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Colossians 2:15. And having disarmed authorities and powers, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them by the cross. Amen. Don't let the Bible devalue. I'm telling you, you don't understand why I'm saying these things. Because you're going to have to stand up for the cross in the days to come.
Yeah.
You're going to have to stand up for the Bible in the days to come. Mm-hmm. Don't let them devalue the Bible or censor the Bible. Mm-mm. Don't let them call it hate speech. That's how they're going to get it banned. Mm. They've already tried to ban it in many parts of our country. Mm. Pray for freedom to keep printing the Bible and the shortage of paper that would stop the printing of the Bible.
Wow.
See, the devil always comes in another way that you don't realize what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And pray for your pastors. You hear me?
Yes.
This is a big, big warning.
That's right.
Oh, I feel like shaking you up, but I'm going to try not to. Oh, God.
Go ahead.
Some of the great people that I know believe that some of the recent deaths of preachers has been planned. God has shown me that there will be assassinations in the pulpits. This is not happy stuff, I know that, but I have to warn you. They're coming for us. I have security here. We've had it for years. Congregations may want to appoint armor bearers to protect the pastors. Matthew 24:13. But he who endureth to the end shall be saved. And that's what I want to do. I want to stay saved, be saved. Tammy Sue. Is Joel here? Joe Campbell? Joey? Could you guys do one of my favorite songs? Because this is the most important thing of all my list. I don't know if I got it all together or not. I hope I did. Make it plain. Mm-hmm. Sue, where do you want to sing from? Sit down.
Yeah.
This is my song, too. Who wrote this song, do you know?
Andre Crouch, yeah.
Who sang at our wedding, by the way.
Yeah, what an honor.
This is for you. And listen to me. The final point in my sermon is, use the blood of Jesus to cover you.
Yes, yes.
Cover your children and your grandchildren.
Yes, amen.
There's no power above the power of the blood.
Mm.
I've heard modern preachers say, we don't want any more bloody messages. We don't want bloody songs. They took some hymnals have all the blood taken out. Did you know that?
Mm.
But without the blood, we have nothing. Turn your heart to God. Pray and ask Jesus' blood to cover you right now. As Tammy Sue saying, the blood will never lose its power.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength. Oh, from day to it will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest. Gives me strength from day today, it will never lose its power. It soothes all my doubts, and it calms all my fears. That gives me strength, oh, from day to day, it will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows.
Thank you,
the blood
Jesus.
Will never lose its power.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's the power of the blood.
Hallelujah.
Don't let them mock the cross. That's where his blood was shed. Let's stand with God in every way. Amen. Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that not one soul that's watching this telecast will go to hell. Lord, pray them. I just pray, God, that they will right now say, Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Save me, Lord. I believe Jesus died on the cross and he rose from the grave. I believe his blood washes away all sins. Come into my life. Come into my heart right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Our time's gone for this hour, so I want to ask you to help us to stay on the air this year.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten behind and we've lost some of our stations because of it, but we're gaining strength again and we need to pay our bills and
stay on
the air and to grow.
That's it. Well, you can get this whole week of amazing New Year's Eve for $35 donation to the ministry.
Yes, that's right. Or you'll receive three of the DVD sets for a donation of $82. And that includes shipping and handling with that love gift when you give to the ministry. You can call us at 1-888-988-1588. Remember, you can also go to jimbakershow.com. We have so many amazing birthday offers that we just don't have enough time. But before we leave, we do want to remind you that we have our new Living Translation Bible. And this Bible, we have been shipping these out to so many of you, and we know that it would be a blessing. I just want to encourage you as a mother, get this for your grandchildren, get this for your children, and allow them to see the Word come to life in this new year of 2022. And so you can receive two of the Bibles for a donation of $82 to the ministry.
Yes, and we also have, again, remember, we have Steve Quayle's DVD,
yes.
Mega Drought, and
that is
also $82.
Yes,
offer
two. That's
for
right.
two of them. Get it. It'll wake people up around you. It'll wake you up.
Yes.
It'll and you'll the blood. It's that was beautiful, Tammy.
Yes,
singing.
Amen.
That was amazing. We loved it. And I also want to have you remember about Emma's brand new book, Emma Starr, Lion Bites, which is 365-day devotional. What a beautiful time to start 2022.
Yes.
We've got to be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
And you're going to receive a bonus of Emma preaching right here on Grace Street. Yes. Amazing service that Sunday morning. I loved it, Emma. It was incredible. And that's a bonus, but Emma's new book. I am so excited to start this for my new devotional this year, Emma. Thank you for pouring your heart
and soul into
this. What
do you think this devotion is going to do for people?
Oh, I think it will raise you up and liberate you to think completely differently.
It's amazing. And
it's like Emma's mentoring us is what she's doing.
Yes.
I love it.
I'm so happy it's here because it's
beautiful.
It's a hardback with a lot of paper. And it is just filled with daily food for your state.
Yeah.
And to really move in what God's having right now. I believe it's a last day item, don't you?
Amen.
And so you can receive one of these for?
Yes, one for a $30 donation to the ministry. And you'll also receive the Dismantling of Glory DVD teaching as well. Or
what
three.
Is that about?
You got to watch the video.
It will give you an understanding of how you navigate this season.
You need that, though, so you can get the whole package, right?
Yes, that's right. Well, we have three of them, which is our friends and family offer for a donation of $75 to the ministry. And I just have to say, Emma, when I read your devotions, I literally can hear your voice coming through the pages and just how she just has her power.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the power of Emma Stark really just imparting into us. But I hear your voice coming through. As you are literally mentoring us.
I want everybody to order something to say, I'm going to stand with you. We need an offering every day to stay on the air, and I want you to do that. And we have some breaking news right now that I'm just going to read it because it goes along with my sermon. I hope you'll get the whole New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Because it's going to be quite a few hours
that
of video.
That is, absolutely.
And you'll be able to hear all the great sermons back to back and watch and listen. But it says, breaking news, U.S. it shatters average daily COVID-19 cases record. Experts describe coming weeks as a tidal wave and blizzard of cases. It's unbelievable what's going on, people. And this is a warfare that God's people need to be strong. We have to go. I hope that you'll be with us on our next broadcast where we're going to share more with our prophet guests as we hear from Marianne Peluso next and James Tan and also Marianne Peluso and Emma Stark. All of them are going to speak today.
Yes.
God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.